This is 91.7 KXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.
You told me that the moon was just a big balloon full of honey from the heavenly bees. But ever since you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night when the sky is speckled and freckled by the stars above, every lover in the light of Luna wants to croon a little tune of love. They call it heaven's light, master of the night. Well, you can call it anything that you please, but I've just found out, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm haunted by memory of the time that astronaut Armstrong made a lot of history. He said it's quite a leap, so then I went to sleep because he put my mind at ease. I was sure he'd learn for certain that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. I'm a man, not a pal. That moon ain't nothing but old green cheese.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining. I'm your volunteer host tonight, Mike Berry. This is Green Cheese. We're here from 7 until 9 o'clock. First of all, a big thank you to Mickey P, his On the River show from 4 to 7. It was a great show to do this. Obviously, I'm here till 9 o'clock in Green Cheese. And from 9 to midnight is our new KXE After Dark, a very successful show, by the way. And tonight is a Mark Clabunde, and his theme of the After Dark show tonight is disco and dance. Have to say that last time though Mark was on Saturday night, he did a new wave show, which was very, very good. And I encourage you to listen for that. So, again, this is Green Cheese, KXE. Become a member now. If you're not already, please, you can text donate to 218-326-1234 or go online to the website kxe.org and hit the donate button. Just a few ground rules again. As you call in and you hear a dial tone, once you hear that dial tone, move away from your device or turn down the radio, just so we don't hear that feedback and echo to do this. This is a family show, a reminder, so use your daytime language for that, to do that. So, okay, read some questions, get the phone number, and let's start to roll. What is the most common syllable pattern of a haiku poem? Name the director of the movie Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Salvador Dali made a famous painting of melting clocks, which are actually melting pocket watches. What is the title of that painting? What was the name of Homer Simpson's barbershop quartet? Name the 1955 play that is a fictional account of the Scopes monkey trial. In 1895, Bayer Pharmaceuticals was issued a trademark for diacetylmorphine. What is diacetylmorphine otherwise known as? Name the first seven albums by AC/DC. Any of the seven that you have, that you know of to that, but the first seven. So, and Everybody Plays the Fool was released by what R&B singer in 1991? Let's go to the phones, see if I figure this out. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello.
Hi, oh, man.
You're on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Hey, is that the formula for Coca-Cola?
It is not, however, it is not.
So. Okay, I called in too soon to even hear the rest of the question. Okay, I'll be listening to Castle Worry Council.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Let's have some fun. All right.
Absolutely. Keep calling in. So. Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yes,
Guy Ritchie.
Indeed, you've got that, Keach.
Yes, Keach from Parts Unknown. Let's have a good show tonight. Good news for everybody. Bachman Turner Overdrive is going back on tour. Adios.
Are you tracking them by the chance? Are you going to follow them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just dusted off the van. Going to follow them around the countryside.
Well, we might see you there. So.
Yep. Adios.
Thanks a lot, Keach. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I know the name of Homer Simpson's barbershop quartet.
What you got?
It'd be the B-sharps.
The B-sharps, indeed. You got it. Yeah. Where are you calling from?
This is John from Grand Rapids.
All right, John. Thanks for calling in tonight. Thanks for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question of the Salvador Dali painting.
Yes.
I believe that was Persistence of Memory.
You are correct.
Okay, this is Migrating Warblers in Bemidji.
All right, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yep, bye. Bemidji. Let's do that. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Simon the Lakes here. Well, I was on the fence about whether to answer the Persistence of Memory, but that one was taken. But I will go for diacetylmorphine, which is heroin.
It is. It is. You got it. So
it is, yes. Okay. And in fact, it was for many years, it was given that was if you had chest pain, like cardiac chest pain, where you get morphine in this country, you would get diacetylmorphine in Britain, and it worked very well. But the key is you give it in small therapeutic doses. But anyway, I digress. So,
well, back in the old days.
Great show. Thanks for hosting and shout out to everyone.
Thanks, Simon. Back in the old days, there were different rules. So
there were different rules. There were indeed. Yes. And again, like so many things, just like with fentanyl, it's very safe if you give it in appropriate, well-controlled doses. You know, it's only a problem when you start throwing it in ridiculous amounts in everything. But
like everything.
Anyway, have a good night, sir.
Thanks for calling, Simon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I wanted to answer the question about the haiku and syllable pattern.
Yes.
Is it 575?
It is. It is. So.
Oh, awesome.
By chance, do you have a haiku at the ready? So.
No, I wish, but no.
I did not ask for that, but yeah. Where are you calling from?
Shoshone, Wyoming.
Wow, Shoshone, Wyoming. So we got Wyoming up
yes.
the board.
Can okay. I give a shout out to the Akio Islanders if they're listening tonight?
Sure thing. Let's find out if they are listening tonight. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you much. Thanks for calling.
Yep. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, you asked a question about haikus.
Yes.
The syllable pattern
is typically 575, eh?
It is. And a previous caller called in, and I did ask them, do you have a haiku ready by chance?
No.
It's fine.
Sorry.
Put you on the spot.
I could take a stab at a different one.
Sure.
AC/DC album.
Mm-hmm.
Highway to Hell.
That was one of them. That was number six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
yes.
A good one.
To do that. So one of many. Right. So, and where are you calling in from?
I live in Holland, Michigan.
Holland, Michigan. All right. Well, thanks for calling in from Michigan.
I would like to shout out to my friends Corey and Lori, who live in Bemidji.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'm calling about the AC/DC albums.
Yeah.
I've got Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
That's one of them. That's number three, the third one, so.
Thanks a lot for the program. I'd like to give a shout out to the stewards of Star Lake.
Okay, and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Virgis. This is Andy from Virgis.
Virgis. So, all right. So, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you much. Bye.
Thank you. Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I have the AC/DC.
Sure.
High Voltage.
That's their first one. That's their first album. So,
yeah, it's a long way to the top. just want to give a shout out to my parents in International Falls and my big Twins fans group chat.
All right, and where are you calling in from tonight?
New Ulm.
New Ulm. All right, so Southern Minnesota representative.
Yeah, we're drinking some Shell's beer right now. It's really good.
You live in the brand, you stay local, buy local. So,
yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I've got another AC/DC album for you.
Sure.
Back in Black.
That was number 567, and got it. Sure. I extended it. I wanted to make sure that Back in Black was included tonight. So.
Sure. And I believe they had a AC/DC live as well. So.
Yeah, they did. They did too. Where are you calling in from?
Calling from Casa Grande, Arizona. This is Tom with the Sunscape crew down here.
Thanks for calling in, Tom. Keep on calling in.
You bet.
So, yep.
Thank you.
So long. We ripped through a few of those. Let me ask a few more questions. Name five national capitals whose English name begins with the letter R. These are capitals of independent countries. So capital cities of countries that begin with the letter R. By weight, what is the most common element in the Earth's crust? In Monopoly, what square is landed on the most? The remains of ancient Babylon are in what modern-day country? On a clock face, how many degrees does the minute hand turn through in 1 minute? So how many degrees does the minute hand turn through in 1 minute? In which country can you find CERN, the largest particle physics laboratory, CERN? It's the European Organization for Nuclear Research. What country is that? On which birthday does Harry Potter discover he's a wizard? Which month of the year comes last in alphabetical order? And how many sides does a nonagon have? 218-326-1234. Back to the phone. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I have two more AC/DC albums.
Sure.
Okay, one is TNT and the other is Powerage.
TNT was number two. Powerage was number five. Excellent.
All right, that's all I know.
Okay, where are you calling in from?
This is Chantel from Egan.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and then can I shout out to Switzerland?
Sure thing. So.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
Your evening.
Thank you. Yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Sam the Lakes again. You asked about the play based on the Scopes Monkey trial that was released in May 1955.
Yes.
I think you did. Inherit the Wind.
Yes, and a very good movie as well, in my opinion. So.
I haven't seen the movie. I only know the play, but... Yeah, just based on the kind of time to be drawing attention to the McCarthy trial.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So. Oh, what was that? I think you broke up a little bit. Okay, keep on calling, Simon. Yep, bye.
All right.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, it's Betsy Kraft from downtown Meadowlands.
Betsy.
And I am, of course, Simon. Just got my answer, inherit the wind.
Yes.
And so the people that, who they land more on, the space they land more on,
Monopoly,
is it Baltic Avenue?
It is not. I have something different.
Dang it. And I am just going to try one more. Is Rome? You said capitals of the...
Yeah, international capitals of independent countries. They start with the letter R.
And Rome is the capital of Italy.
Rome is one of them, yes.
Okay. One out of three, I'm good. At least I didn't get three out of three like my sister Julie. It's okay.
Well, next, it's the night's still early, Betsy. So.
It is. All right, thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Yep, bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Kilgore Scouts calling from Bemidji. I don't think I heard, did anybody get the Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Someone did, but what did you have?
Oh, Guy Ritchie.
It is Guy Ritchie. And,
In that case, maybe can I take a shot at the Nonagon?
Sure.
I was thinking that's nine.
A Nonagon has nine sides. You are correct.
All right. Cool. Give a quick shout out to the Garage Sale Ninjas if you're listening.
All right. Keep on calling.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Glad I got a couple extra answers because mine have been taken.
Yeah. Good, Nancy.
Anyhow, is the last alphabetical month October?
It is not. I have something different.
What?
Yep.
Okay, how about Reykjavik, Iceland for a capital starting with R?
That's one of them. Yep.
Okay. I'll just take the one.
Okay. And Nancy, by the way, did Heather get a hold of you by chance this week?
Yes, she did.
So, okay. Thank you much. Just wanted to make sure.
I want to shout out to Ed from Cedar Island Lake.
All right.
And Calamity Jane, the dip in the road, and the Prince of Cedar Island Lake.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you, Queen.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, bye-bye.
Bye. Oop. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'd like to say that Riga is the capital of Latvia.
Yes. You got it.
And the last month in the year, alphabetically, I think, would be September.
September it is. Yes, it is.
Yes. All right.
Where are you calling from?
Again, from Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids. Okay. Keep on calling.
Thanks.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Always nice to be on Green Cheese. Thanks for meeting me on Saturday night.
Yes.
I'm going to try for the CERN colliders in France.
I have something different. It's not France.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, then I'll go for an easier one. How about the Minahan moves around 360 degrees?
I have something different here. So let me
what do you
say
mean?
It again. How many degrees does the Minahan turn through in 1 minute?
One out of 360, I guess, is the answer.
Something different.
Is that quite right?
Something different. Okay. Yep.
So you're going to keep stabbing the dark?
Keep.
Must be September is your late alphabet month.
It is. September is right. So.
Oh, well, I get one thing right. And I want to shout out to my bride, Zoot, who I think might be taking a nap at the moment.
Oh.
She just drove up north, but she is definitely going to tune in later.
Well, napping during Green Cheese is allowable if you really, really need to, I guess. So.
She'll do it for the first hour. She'll be up before the hour's over.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Galahad.
Right, thank you all. Thanks, Mike.
Yes. Keep on calling.
Keep going at things.
Yep. So long.
But.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, as I was waiting on hold, I started out with Reykjavik 6 degrees in September, and all of them got taken. But the collider, which I missed the question, is located in Switzerland.
You're correct on Switzerland and CERN. However, on your clock phase question, that was not answered until you just answered it.
Wow, how lovely.
6 degrees that the minute hand turns through in a minute. So.
Okay, well, I'll have to give credit to hubby because he's the guy who figured that one out.
Well, you can take credit yourself. So.
Oh, okay.
And where are you calling in from?
Calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade.
All right.
And shout out to James if he's listening tonight.
Okay, okay, will do.
All right.
Thank you much.
So much.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Sam the Lakes again.
Yeah.
The Earth, most common element you did say in the Earth's crust.
By weight.
Right?
Yes, by weight. Yeah.
By weight. So I'm going to say it's oxygen.
You are correct, Simon. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Keep on calling.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Good night.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Uh-oh, I hear Simon's on the phone answering a question right now. It's probably
he did.
Fine.
He did.
Did he answer the Nonagon one?
No, he did not. But what is that what you're calling about?
How many sides are in a Nonagon?
Yes.
That is 9.
It is correct.
9! Yes. Keith from Parts Unknown. Looking forward to the picnic this year. Let me get a shout out to Mojo in the sauna. My buddy, Open Face Sandwich.
All right. Will do. Thank you. Thank you. And we receive support from Klockow Brewing in Grand Rapids, who are continuing their Sunday Fun Day events each weekend. The last Sunday of the month is Open Mic with Diddy Wish, where the stage opens up to the community's art, whether it be music, comedy, or anything else. More at Klockow Brewing. So that is tomorrow. And we also receive support from Headwaters Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in Bemidji, gathering at 10 a.m. on Sundays, now through May, at the Headwaters Peace Center. HUF is an inclusive space to seek truth, practice love, and celebrate life. Learn more at headwatersuu.org. Okay, a few more calls, and we'll get some more questions out there. Live from Bemidji here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, did all the questions get zapped up from that last round?
We've got a few open. What were you calling on, by chance?
Well, this is the Crane Lake sap boilers, and we had, I think they might have got hit, but CERN in Switzerland.
Yep.
And 6 degrees in a minute.
Indeed. You got both. Yep.
And we just wanted to give a shout-out to that one weather girl in Missoula.
All right. Will do.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Yep. Bye. Couple still out there. Everybody Plays the Fool was released by what R&B singer in 1991? In Monopoly, what square is landed on the most? The remains of ancient Babylon are in what modern-day country? And on which birthday does Harry Potter discover he's a wizard? And we've got a couple, but looking for the national capitals of which begin with the letter R in English. So 218-324-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, it's Chantal again.
Yes.
Can I answer the Harry Potter question?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, was it his 11th birthday?
It is his 11th birthday, yep. So.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. That's all I needed.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yeah. Is Babylon in the modern country of Iraq?
It is. It is. Got it.
Great.
All right. Bye.
And who is this? Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chisholm.
Gene from Chisholm. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Gene.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. So. Okay, in the children's TV show, what does Peppa Pig particularly enjoy jumping into? Wombats are native to which country? Which element of the periodic table comes last alphabetically? Which continent lies nearest to 0 degrees latitude and 0 degrees longitude? In Greek legend, what creature did Theseus kill in the labyrinth? What is the full name of LHC, the world's largest particle accelerator? In musical notation, what is a quarter of a semibreve? In a microwave oven, what name is given to the part that produces the microwaves? And what gas makes up most of the atmosphere of Mars? 218-326-1234. Back to the phones. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I think I might have an answer to one of the capitals that starts with R.
Sure.
Rome?
Rome is one. You are correct.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sweet. Sweet.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And where are you calling in from?
This is Brandy Jo from Nardis, and I'd like to give a shout out to Keats from Parts Unknown.
All right. Keep calling. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I believe I have an answer for one of those capital cities that starts with R.
Yeah.
Okay, the capital of Dominica would be Roseau.
Yes, that's a good answer. So.
It is. It just occurred to me. It sounded just like Roseau. So.
Very, very similar, yeah. So.
Yep.
And where are you calling in from tonight?
This is Tom in Casa Grande, Arizona again.
All right, Tom. Keep on calling.
You bet.
Thanks. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about R capitals.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going with Riyadh.
Riyadh, all right. That's a good answer. So, where are you calling in from tonight?
Very good. This is Andy in Burgess again.
All right, Andy. Keep on calling.
Thanks for the program.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, well, Simon of the Lakes again. Oh, spoilt for choice here. Why don't we go with the gas around, well, the atmosphere of Mars is CO2 mostly, carbon dioxide, excuse me.
You are right, carbon dioxide for Mars.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Simon.
Yep, good night.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. My name is Hallie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you tonight, Hallie?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I have two answers for you.
Yes.
I have the Harry Potter question,
okay,
which I think is 12.
I have something different.
I felt like 13's too old. I felt like 13's too old, but I'm probably wrong.
And 12 is too old, too. Someone got it earlier.
So. God darn it. Okay. Should have went another way. And then the labyrinth one, that was a minotaur.
Yes, you got it.
Okay. And can I say a shout-out to Zeke and Samson, my baby boys?
Sure thing. Where are they at?
And they're with me. We're at Eastlake Ranch having the best time ever.
Good. Excellent. Excellent.
And happy birthday to my daddy, 75 today.
Well, happy birthday to your father.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. So long.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Did anyone get the everybody plays the pool question?
Nobody's called in on that yet until you.
Oh, it's Aaron Neville.
You are correct, sir.
Awesome. And just FYI, Keach better not get busted when he's on tour with BTO for selling unauthorized merchandise.
Well, you know, those Chevy vans, they are stereotypical, you know, so they're marked.
That's
so,
right.
No doubt. You're
calling from the mean street to South St. Paul.
No doubt. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I think I have the answer to the question of where wombats are from.
Yes.
That is Australia?
They are native to Australia.
Yay. This is Janet from Don and Janet. Here we are in Grand Rapids, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Jeff in Woodridge, Illinois.
All right. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Yep.
Bye.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Linda from Dome Lake.
Yes.
And my confident answer was going to be Riyadh for Saudi Arabia. So now I'm on my less confident answer. I think wombats are native to Australia.
You are correct, and you're correct on Riyadh as well. That's one of them. So,
yes, yay. I will give a shout-out tonight to my youngest son, Eric, who is celebrating his golden 29th birthday today.
All right. Well, happy birthday to him. And where's he located?
Yep. He's also down here in the St. Louis Park in the Twin Cities.
Okay. Well, have a good night then. So on that.
All right. Good night.
Thanks, Linda. Yep. Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Mike. Same the legs. Then we'll give it a rest for a while after this. Zero latitude and zero longitude is off of west of Africa.
Yes. Africa
would be the closest continent, yeah.
Correct. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot, Simon.
Yep. Good night.
So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I would like to answer the Peppa Pig one.
Yeah.
And the national capital one. My mom keeps saying Riga for the national capital one.
Your mom
is
correct.
And then the Peppa Pig one. You're correct, Mom. And then the Peppa Pig one is Mud Puddles.
Muddy Puddles. You are correct. So, where are you calling in from tonight?
wait.
Vaguely.
Bywabic.
Bywabic.
I'm calling from Bywabic. And my name is Annabelle Burns, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the Rock Ridge Speech Team and Rock Ridge School District itself.
All right. Speech Team rocks. So, excellent. Yep. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Mike. It's Julie Crabb in Meadowland.
Julie.
Hi. I had so many answers, and everybody took them. It's no big deal. That's the way it works here. Mm-hmm. But I do have one. Our capital, Morocco's capital, is Rabat.
Yes, that is the last one open. So thank you for taking that.
Good questions tonight, Mike. Good work.
Good, good. Well, just trying to keep up the standards here, you know.
And shout out to all the kings and queens, Nancy and Ed. Our current ones, and everybody else. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Keep on call, if you wish.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Afton home for Wayward Youth checking in tonight.
Yes.
LHC.
Yes.
Large Hadron Collider.
You are correct, sir.
And I'm going to do two. The operating system in a microwave is the magnetron.
Yes, it is. So
yes, cool.
Thank you,
sir. I there's no way I can get in as often as Simon. This was the 58th dialing to finally get in as number four on the waiting list. So I don't know how he can do it. That magic phone and a good blessing of good karma, I think.
I guess karma and magic thumb or something like that, but keep on trying. Hopefully your thumb is not getting any like carpal tunnel or anything like that.
So. No, I think I'm okay. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Bill. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so there's a couple other of the first seven albums by AC/DC. We have High Voltage, TNT, Dirty Deeds Done Cheap, Powerage, and yeah, a few others to do this. And what else? In musical notation, what is a quarter of a semibreve? Which element of the periodic table comes last alphabetically? And in Monopoly, what square is landed on the most? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yes.
How you doing, fella?
Excellent.
Good to hear. Anybody get the question about the how much was the most abundant element in the Earth's crust? Did you ask that one, or
someone did? By weight, but what do you have?
Carbon.
It was oxygen by weight. So
by what? No kidding, huh?
The most common.
Learn something every day.
All right, so educational.
Right,
so
well,
keep on tuning in.
Yes. Oh yeah. I just learned today you're a master electrician. Would you want to come wire my house sometime over here in Parts Unknown or not?
You do not want me wiring anything in your house.
Fair enough. All right, let me get a shout out to Brady Joe Bachman in Northeast Minneapolis. I also got to take you to task for letting Betsy Crabb answer like 3 questions. I mean, let's lock down the rules here. There are no rules. It's the wild, wild west.
She's part of royalty, so, you know, all us and the OGs and all that, so there's some latitude.
Yep, fair enough. And, yeah, and I've been told that I might not be attending the picnic this summer, so.
What?
Stay tuned, everybody.
What?
Stay tuned. I don't know. I just, my handler's. Yeah, I got some other stuff going on, so.
Well, do what you can.
Parts unknown. Adios.
Thanks, Keach. Yep. So. Tasmania is separated from the Australian mainland by which strait? Let me say that again. Tasmania is separated from the Australian mainland by which strait? How many pockets does a snooker table have? Which organ in the human body produces the hormone insulin? The tallest mountain in the southern hemisphere, Aconcagua, is in which mountain range? Yeah, Aconcagua it is. The Boxer Uprising was a rebellion in which country? In the animated short film Peter and the Wolf, which instrument represents the character of the wolf? What does the Beaufort scale measure? What 3 words appear on the screen of Looney Tunes cartoons? And what famous waterfall lies on the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer one of the AC/DC albums.
Yeah.
Is it Let There Be Rock?
That is their 4th one, yes.
Awesome. Sounds good. This is the IQ Islanders calling in, and if I could give a shout out to Hannah and JJ and Shoshone, and then Curry's from Worry.
All right, we'll do.
All right, sounds good. You have a great show. Thank you.
Thanks. Yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Did you already get an answer to Harry Potter's age?
We did, but what do you have?
11th
birthday, yes.
Awesome. And then did you get the country Reykjavik in Iceland?
Reykjavik was answered, but yeah, but that's one of the capitals with R.
Okay, cool. That was all we had.
Okay, where are you calling in from tonight?
Grand Rapids. We're celebrating Hannah's 25th birthday.
Well, happy birthday to Hannah. So.
Well, thank you.
Okay, keep on calling. Thanks.
Okay.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, this is OJ from Prairie City, Oregon, Valley of Sunshine.
Excellent.
We've got the Beaufort scale.
Yeah.
Is wind.
Wind speed, yes. So.
Wind speed, yes.
All right, OJ. So what's going on tonight?
I'm only
going
to answer one because I don't want Keach after me. What did he just say? He's not coming to the picnic?
Well, after talking tall for a couple months, he might not be able to be there. We'll have to do an intervention or something.
Talking smack, I think.
I'd
like to give a shout out to the migrating warblers in Bemidji and Trigger and Hibbing.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it was periodic table, the last one, Oganesson?
I have something different on that. So the last alphabetically, yeah.
Okay, and then Peter on the Wolf, was the wolf an oboe?
No, I have something different. So.
Okay.
Where are you calling in from tonight?
Gene from Chisholm.
All right, Gene. Keep on trying.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yes, hello. I got an answer, I believe, for the Monopoly Square that's most used.
Yes.
I believe that would be the jail square.
You are right, jail, because there's multiple ways to land on jail. As you know, you could land on a chance or community chess. And I learned that if you roll doubles 3 times in a row, you go to jail. So
that's it. Yep. So, right. Penalized.
Where are you calling in from?
All right. Here? Very good. This is Tom again from Casa Grande, Arizona.
All right, Tom.
I want to give a shout out to my sister and Margo and Verge over in Wolf Lake, Minnesota, suffering through the muddy spring.
Yes, yes, Wolf Lake. It's in our neighborhood. So
that's it.
Thanks
all
for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Yep. Bye. We receive support from Grand Rapids State Bank, committed to serving the Grand Rapids area for over 100 years. More at grsb.bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. And you can continually support KAXE by becoming a sustaining member. Choose a monthly payment amount at just $5 a month, and you can sit back and enjoy KXE programming, knowing that you are helping to make it all possible, what we do here. Become a sustaining member at kaxe.org or text DONATE to 218-326-1234. Let's see. Let's start with some, as everybody knows, baseball kicked off this week. Let's have a few baseball questions. Only six catchers in Major League Baseball history have caught for more than 2,000 games. Name them. There are eight Major League players who belong to the 300 and 300 club. That is 300 home runs and 300 stolen bases. Eight of them. Name as many as you can. And which team has yet to play in a World Series? A few baseball questions. And then, let's see. There's one. Want to rename out there? No, we're cleaning up pretty good. Oh, in a musical notation, what is the quarter? What is a quarter of a semibrieve? And Tasmania is separated from the Australian mainland by which strait? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. It's been a long time since I've played, but I seem to think a snooker table has six pockets.
You are correct, and welcome back to calling. So.
This is slightly sober, no longer inside Lake.
Inside Lake, it was?
No longer inside Lake. No, I'm in Jonesboro, Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee, are in the house. Well, thanks for calling. Yep. So,
shout out to Joe and Brenda.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, do you have an answer for the musical instrument for the wolf and Peter and the Wolf yet?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm falling behind here. It was a French horn.
The French horn, it is, correct. So.
All right. Well, wait for another one I can answer. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Where are you calling in from again?
It's Kilgore Scouts again.
Kilgore Scouts. All right. Keep on.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. The pancreas produces insulin.
You are correct. Got it.
Hooray.
So where are you calling in from tonight?
Holland, Michigan again.
Ah, all right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Yep, so long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike. Mojo from Minnesota.
Mojo.
I'm going to take a stab at that last element alphabetically.
Yeah.
Was that zinc?
It is not. There's one more after. Well, it's not. There's another one after that. So,
okay. Well, that's the only one I could think of with a Z. So,
okay.
Let me give a shout out to a longtime listener, no time caller, Michelle from the teepee on Big Balsam Lake.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
All right. Great show, Mike. I'll keep listening.
Appreciate that, Mojo.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Linda from Dome Lake again.
Yes.
And I will answer the question about the Boxer Rebellion. That was in China.
You are correct.
I have to give credit to my husband on that. He knew that one.
Teamwork.
I'll give a shout out to Mojo, who I think was the caller just before me.
Correct. Correct. So.
All righty. Good night.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, yep. Mike.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mike, it's Betsy from downtown Meadowlands again.
Yeah.
And the Looney Tunes, the three words.
Yes.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
You got it.
And everybody should show their children, their grandchildren, and all everybody should pay attention to all the Looney Tunes because they are awesome.
I would say an educational influence in my upbringing, cultural,
there you
musical.
Go.
Yeah, very. I do agree with that. So,
all right, Mike.
Thanks, Betsy.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I'm calling about the 300.
Yeah.
Baseball players.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if Rick Henderson did it.
Which, who was that?
Ricky Henderson.
No, I don't have him in that.
I got nothing.
I got to look into that. Why did he have, yeah. I don't know, he didn't have 300 home runs, I guess.
Well, it's not of.
Odd. Okay, where are you calling in from?
Oh, this is Andy and Vergas again.
All right. So, any others by chance in that 300 club? 300?
I've already got one wrong. I don't want to make cheat mad.
Oh, just let it fly if you have it. So, but keep on calling.
Will do. Later.
Okay. Thanks. Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
That's nice to be back, Mike.
All right.
I'm going to take a stab at the quintessential catcher, Johnny Bench.
No, he didn't reach 2,000. I think he switched to first base before that.
Yeah. Wow, isn't that amazing? I know so little about baseball. I thought I might have one right. Nope.
Well, it's a great guess because I rank him up there in the top catchers, but I think he wanted to save his
knees. Henderson on the home runs. He must have the stolen bases, but not the runs.
Obviously stolen bases, yeah, but I don't know if he got 300.
Yeah. So I got no more for you. I just have to keep going. Have Mojo call back in and Linda call back in. Keep the action going. And right. Keach, not at the part at the picnic. I don't want to diss him too much, but I think y'all should.
Well, we're going to have to do what we can about that. So.
Good evening.
Thanks.
Bye.
Yep, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Mike, Nancy.
Yes.
I'd like to answer the question about Aconcagua.
Yeah.
Aconcagua.
Yes.
It's in the Andes.
It is the Andes mountain range, correct.
You want to know how I know that?
How?
Well, I used to raise some, everybody knows peppers came from South America.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to raise a pepper called Aconcagua.
Ah, used to, though. You don't anymore?
Well, they were too thinly fleshed, and I couldn't roast them very well, so I had to get a thicker pepper.
Okay, and there's a farmer's markets, et cetera, to get your supply, right?
Well, I raise them.
Still do? Okay. Well, tell us when they're in bloom, because it might bring a bag over.
Oh, okay.
Do that.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Nancy.
You.
Yep.
So bye-bye.
Yep. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, good evening. Do you still have an AC/DC album hanging out there?
A couple.
Oh, a couple. Okay. Has anyone said for those about to rock yet?
No. That's,
all right. Well, that's my guess.
That's in the eight. Yeah, for those about to rock, salute you in 1981.
81. Okay, sounds good. Thanks for a great show. This is Adam from Schlitzerland.
Adam, all right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is it the one major league team that hasn't played in the World Series?
Yes.
That would be the Seattle Mariners?
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is that guy from Nymore.
Nymore.
And I'd like to make a shout-out to Ms. Arlie Hegberg.
All right. Well, thanks for doing that.
Okay. Good
Keep
night.
Going. Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. Is the last one on that periodic table Copernicium?
No, I've got something different. So.
Oh, boy, I'm just striking out tonight.
Yeah. Well, keep on calling. Where are you calling in from? So.
Gene from Chisholm.
Okay, Gene. Well, keep on.
I will. Bye.
Yep. So long. What is the name of a chemical substance that cannot be broken down any further? The voice of Space Ghost Coast to Coast recently died. What was his name? The author John Green wrote which book that turned into a hit 2014 movie? And what are the top five languages in the world by number of native speakers? And the fashion brand Prada is from what country? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, it's me, Rhinestone from Biffy. How we doing?
Doing well. How are you tonight?
Well, I'd like to tell you, but I can't say that on air.
That I appreciate
that. Long story short, I want to answer an AC/DC album question.
Yeah.
Was it The Wall?
No, that's Pink Floyd.
That was Pink Floyd. That's right. Okay, was it Let There Be Rock?
Yes, that is one of them. Number four.
Number four. Oh, how about Dirty Deeds? Dunder Cheap.
That was number three.
Nice. We're batting 1,000. Well, anyway, I'd like to send a shout out to all my folks and family up in Side Lake. My pal Scott the Maverick. And don't forget to change your furnace filters monthly.
Good advice. Thank you. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Mike.
Yes.
Catchers that have caught, was it 2,000 games?
2,000 games or more, yes. As catcher.
I have two of them.
Which?
I think the best one is Ivan Pudge Rodriguez.
Number one on the list. Yes.
And I think Gary Carter.
Number five on the list. Correct.
Awesome.
So
glad you got some baseball questions in tonight.
Well, you know your catchers, so.
That's right. All right. All right, thanks, brother.
Thank you, sir. Yep. Yeah. So long. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Gavin. We are want to answer the question about the last element in alphabetical order.
Yes.
Is it zirconium?
Yes, zirconium is the last one by alphabetical order. So.
Awesome. Perfect.
Got it. Where are you calling in from?
We are calling in from Bemidji. I got Thad Bowman here.
All right. Appreciate that.
All righty. Thank you.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage.
Yeah.
Wondering about those catchers with 2,000 games.
Yeah, what do you
think? I heard that answered.
Okay.
That's another Iron Man, old Carlton Fisk.
Number two on the list with 2,226. So.
Okay. Did anybody guess any of those 300?
Someone took a stab, but it's still open. So do you know any of
them? Well, way back when, Willie Mays must have did that.
Willie Mays is number three, yes. 660 homers, 338 stolen bases. So
okay. Well, that's all I have.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Jake.
Shout out to Mojo in the sauna and number two son-in-laws of his, and we'll keep listening to the to what you're doing.
Please do. Keep on calling. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Yep. Bye. Hello, you're on. You're not on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. John Green wrote The Fault in Our Stars.
You are correct. The Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. Our book club just read that this past week, and we were all weeping. So...
Well,
highly recommend.
Sign of a good book, and I guess he has a podcast that's pretty good too. So, where are you calling in from tonight?
Calling from the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade.
Okay.
All right. Shout out to the Abandoned Luncheonette if they're listening tonight.
Okay. Well, let's find out.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Yep.
Thanks.
So, hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hey, do you have the Space Ghost question still?
It's still open. What do you have?
Is it George Lowe?
George Lowe was the voice of Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Where are you calling in from?
This is Frank from New Ulm again. Just Just want to give a shout out to my cat Billy Bean and the Big Twins fans group chat.
All right. Did you name your cat after a general manager of baseball?
Yes, his name is Billy when I got him from the pound.
All right. All right. Appreciate the baseball reference. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you
for getting that.
Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. I was just calling about the baseball trivia. Did you get those 300 home runs and stolen bases answered?
We have a few open here. What do you have?
Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Hank Aaron. Not sure about Ricky Henderson. Are those in?
Sammy Sosa, no. Ricky Henderson, no. Barry Bonds, yes. He's on the list, obviously the top with home runs, but he had 514 stolen bases as well.
Not Hank Aaron, though? Hank Aaron's in.
No,
there.
Hank, not for stolen bases. Yeah, I don't think he didn't have 300 stolen bases.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
One of the best players of all time. Did you get,
of course.
Yes.
Yes. What a, like Ty Cobb? Is somebody like that in there? Or he didn't get that many home runs, though.
Nope. No, he didn't have 300. Of each, so.
Okay. Is there any other baseball ones in still open?
Well, we have six catchers that have played as catcher for 2,000 or more games. I have a few of those. And then, let's see, the World Series, Seattle got that. So I've got a couple more I got to rip off here. So.
Six catchers?
Catchers who have caught for 6,000, or excuse me, six catchers who have caught for 2,000 or more games as catcher.
Can I suggest some of those, too?
Sure,
Johnny Bench, Joe Mauer. Who else? Yogi Berra?
Those are not on the list, either of those three. They didn't make it to 2,000.
Dang. 2,000 games. Okay.
Yep, that's
all
a
right,
lot.
Well, thank
I mean, there's
you for your
only
time.
Six in the, which that's a lot of legwork.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Thanks for calling. Yep. So let me get two more baseball questions here. What baseball team is the oldest franchise in professional sports to continuously remain in one city and never change its name? And name the only Major League Baseball player to have three consecutive 35 home runs, 100 RBI, 200 hit seasons. There's only one player in history. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. I may have misheard you. I'm in the car on the radio. Did you ask a question about a quarter note in music?
Yes, yes. Where is it? What's the? What is a quarter of a semibreve?
Say that again. A quarter of a...
Semibreve. I think I'm saying that right. Semibreve, yeah.
Semibreve. I am not... familiar with that.
So what's a quarter of a semibreve?
Right.
Okay.
Semibreve. All right. And your AC/DC question, was that around albums?
Yes, the first seven albums we're looking for. Do you know any?
First seven albums. What about High Voltage?
That's number one. Their first one.
And Dirty Deeds and Dirty Cheek?
That was their third one.
And Highway to Hell?
Number six.
And Fly on the Wall?
I don't have that in the first seven, no.
The first seven, okay. Well, I got a few.
Well, you're an AC/DC scholar, though, that obviously.
So. Obviously. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, where are you calling in from? Your car, by the way. But no.
I am in the car. This is the Carbo Kid on Highway 10 East.
10 East, okay. Drive safe. Listen safe.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Yep. So long. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is OJ in Oregon again.
Yeah.
The strait between where the wombats live and the Tasmanian devils live is called the Bass Strait.
You are correct. Thanks for getting that.
So. Thank you. So. You betcha. All right. Give a shout out to everybody. See ya. Bye.
Thanks. And what famous waterfall lies on the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe? What is the name of a chemical substance that cannot be broken down any further? And